Track 10, CAB. David Potten has put together a rather interesting piece from the CAB, and here's Sam to read it for you.
I'm sure every citizen's advice advisor hears words that always worry them. Apart from see your supervisor, the two words that always make me hesitate are parking fines. Now, I know that most of our listeners are vision impaired and therefore do not drive, but you probably have family or friends who do drive, so you can share this advice with them. Now, if you get a fine, the car was yours, you had parked at the named place on the day mentioned, and you have no good reason to appeal, pay the fine immediately. Mr. Z asked for advice because a friend had borrowed his car and not paid to park. Mr. Z was advised that as it was his car, he is liable. Of course, he can ask his friend to reimburse him. And if you get a fine but have good reason to appeal, the documents will tell you how to appeal, usually first to the parking company. Now, you must do this quickly. And appeals can work, as two of my recent clients found. As Mr. Y was fined for parking at Norwich Station for 12 hours in a 20 minutes free space. Now, Mr. Y had gone to the station that day, twice, to drop his wife off at 7 a.m. and to pick her up again at 7 p.m. Fortunately, the headmaster at the school where Mr. Y teaches, he wrote a letter confirming that Mr. Y had been teaching that day and that his car was in the school car park all day. And they had CCTV coverage to prove it. The fine was cancelled. And Mrs. X received a parking fine from Lowestoft. It showed a picture of a car identical to hers with her number plate clearly visible. However, she had only been driving in the Great Yarmouth area that day for James Paget Hospital as a volunteer. And she'd never even been to the Lowestoft car park in question. So the hospital wrote a letter to confirm that she had not been close to Lowestoft, and the police provided a note to say the number plate seemed to have been cloned, especially as a very detailed comparison of the CCTV picture and her car showed it was not, in fact, the same vehicle. It was just the same make and the colour. And again, the fine was cancelled. Now, cloning of number plates seems to be an increasing problem, and it allows an offender to ignore speeding and parking restrictions, as the automatic penalties will arrive on the doorstep of the owner of the car whose number plate has been copied. You see, not all fines can be successfully appealed. Mr. W was visited by bailiffs after a county court judgment, or CCJ, had been issued against him for non-payment of a parking fine. They wanted immediate payment of about £200. Now, this was the first time he had heard of it. Well, it turned out he had moved house and had not changed his address on the car registration or his driving licence. And as a result, all the documents about the fine had gone to his previous address and not been forwarded. But the bailiffs found him at his new address. Well, he could not appeal because this was his fault, and he risked a further fine of up to £1,000 for not updating his documents. So please do remember that addresses must be updated with DVLA as soon as anyone moves. Well, there's more advice on parking fines on our website, www.citizensadvice.org.uk. And of course, you can get advice from Norfolk Citizens Advice on a wide range of topics. The Norwich office is now at 83 to 87 Pottergate, Norwich, NR2 1DZ. It is open for drop-in clients from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekdays, with a half-hour break from 12:30 to 1 p.m. And you can also call us on 0800 144 8848.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's extraordinary what we need to be aware of these days, isn't it? That was certainly very helpful.